What's up? This is Vel with the Next Level Up podcast. This episode, I touch base on becoming a failure. That's right. I said a failure. We have slowly generated our way to looking at failed attempts as our final outcomes. And I can personally admit that it's not an easy task just to jump up and get over these failed attempts and move on. But in the process of hitting rock bottom, we have to take in what we learn from it and then be able to capitalize on it. Not just once, not just twice, but throughout our entire life. We're going to fail so much and so often, so we might as well get used to it and use it to our advantage, right? Can you imagine how many times Thomas Edison failed at inventing the light? He had to fail over and over again, but he only needed one time, just to get it right and succeed and move forward. Learn to become a failure. And if you take it as more of a learning tool, I promise you'll grow in the process. As always, thanks for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, and share. Also, if you haven't already, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search under the name The Next Level Up, spelled just like the title name, and you'll see my little head in a circle pop up somewhere around there. Feel free to message me or leave me a comment, whatever makes you happy. But for now, let's keep it moving on to the next level up.
Level up, I'm about to level up. Level up, I'm about to level up. Level up, I'm about to level up.
Level up. Hey, I'm about to level up.
Here's a list for you. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, Walt Disney, Steven Spielberg, and the legendary Kobe Bryant, RIP. I mean, this list can go on. These are all people that have failed over and over again, but never decided to quit right where they sit. They moved on and moved forward. They were told differently of what they should do, but they didn't let the opinions of others guide them away from their ambitions. Everyone's gonna have an opinion of what they think you should and shouldn't do. I'm not telling you not to take advice from anyone, but don't give up on your passion for what you begin to believe are impossible. When most people criticize on what you can or can't do, it's usually what they believe about themselves. Just because they can't make it happen doesn't mean you can't. If I believe I can, then I will. But you can't let any bumps in the road make you feel like they were right, or that's the end of the journey. We just can't think like that. Gotta keep moving. You heard the phrase before, your current situation isn't your final destination. Don't be afraid to fail. In fact, start failing, and start failing often. That's how you'll succeed. Now don't go and just mess up everything you get into. You have to step into this with goals in mind and understand that the steps taken to get there may not always be forward, but sometimes backwards or even sidestepping. You know, it's funny, as we get older, we fill our heads with self-doubt. Think back to when we learned how to walk as babies. Nobody actually remembers that. We didn't have that conscience on our shoulder telling us, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I'm made for something else other than learning how to walk. We just took the chance, tried our best, then fell down, then tried again, and fell down again, tried and fell, tried, and then one day, we never fell again. Don't be afraid of failure. Be terrified of regret. Be scared that in the next few years, if you don't reach out for what you want now, it won't be easier then, probably even harder. Because now, you'll be even more in your own head about how it's too late. And then before we know it, we're saying what we could've and should've done. There's only one thing worse than death, and that's a regret-filled coffin. We have to be willing to fail climbing to the top rather than succeed at just being mediocre. It's a daily fight, a battle within our own heads, trying to keep the right mindset, pushing our drive and maintaining our motivation high to end the civil war in our own lives. You see, some of the toughest battles, there are no winners, only survivors. War is exhausting, tense, and bloody. If you want to lead a path to greatness, you start with defeat, loss, or rejection. And if you want to be endlessly motivated, failure is the key. But you have to learn from it. I was watching this Kevin Hart documentary on Netflix, and he talks often on how failure was his best learning tool. He's been doing stand-up since he was 18. Now he's in his mid-30s or so. Throughout that time frame, I'm sure he faced a world of rejection. He made most of his mark maybe in just the last 4 years or so. It's a statement that he said that really touched me. He said, "I'm more than capable of handling any level of success because I've handled the ultimate levels of failure. So now that I'm here, I'm motivated to stay here because I don't want to go back to where I was." A lot of us can relate to this story. A lot of us have had a rough upbringing or came from nothing. Everyone has a history, but whether it's amazing or bad or terrible, you still have the choice to change the world you want to live in. Find your own level of success. It's not always about money. I think people mix the idea of success, money, and happiness all being one and the same. Life is never going to be smooth sailing. Smooth seas never made a skilled sailor. The purpose is for us to experience that hardship of life. That way we can learn from it. Yet, no one wants to accept this. They see these hard times as annoying and a waste of effort. All they want to do is be at their end goal in life, because only then they will think that they are happy and complete. You have to go through the process. Growth takes time and ownership to both the progression and the failures of life. I've failed so often in my life. Honestly, sometimes if I think of it too much, it gets to me. But I wouldn't be where I am today or have what I have today if it were any different. I wanted to be a pro basketball player. Had a chance to play in high school, the collegiate level, and even on an awesome travel team. Got observed and picked up by a league to try out for an overseas association. All was going well and then had a freak accident injury to my right leg. But I was so afraid to lose my speed and jumping ability that I came back even stronger. Got my call again and an opportunity to play overseas again. And then guess what? Injured my other leg. After my surgery and getting back to moving around again, I was slowly let go by my so-called agent. Last thing I heard from him was, "You know, most teams are looking for a 10 to 15 year player." I said, "That's great." Then he told me, "You probably have at max 5 with your injuries, but we'll keep looking and asking for other teams and let you know." And that was the last time I heard from him. Then, you know, obviously I went into a downward spiral of depression. I moved back home with my parents, and then eventually I bounced back with a love for music. Same thing kind of happened where I got my foot in the door and realized the career I was pursuing wasn't what I thought it was going to be like. So my passion for creating diminished. Then I figured since I've had so many surgeries and dislocations and whatnot, and also was working in the field, that I should become a physical therapist assistant. So I went to school, did great throughout my entire program. Then my biggest fear hit me. I failed both parts of the state exam. More than once at that, it killed me. My wife had our son that was just born. I felt like a loser father. I didn't feel good enough for my wife. I lost my faith and beliefs. But then, on my last attempt, I let go of all that ego of being the worst person in the world and all that self-expectation. And just put my trust in the man above and let what is meant to be. Just as long as I kept faith that I was going to be okay and continue to grow from whatever happens. And thankfully, I did. And it's funny how that worked out. I was drowning myself in all these self-sorrows and negatives. My biggest fear was failing this test because I failed in everything else. It felt like I brought it upon myself, to be honest with you. All the negativity that I kept worrying about and things that already happened in the past that I couldn't change was holding me back from growing and continuing my life until I let go of my past failures and move forward to my future possibilities. So don't hold yourself back because you're afraid to fail. Keep failing and keep learning. Embrace the failures. It's what leads us to our victories. Be mistake driven because when we win, it's the struggle that really makes us appreciate it. Failure is just a condiment that gives success its flavor. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow. So be a failure and grow from it. Until next time, be strong, be strong, be humble, be humble, be believe. Humble. Catch you on the next level up. Next level up. Next level up.
Not to do something because it was hard. Raise your hands, please.
Like, there is no excuse whatsoever for not getting at what it is that you should be doing.
We are just so interested in blaming everybody else and excuses because we don't want to take on responsibility.
So whenever something hurts you, there are two options. You can either become wounded or you can become wise. This is the choice.
And Einstein said those who've never failed have never tried. The reason most people don't take action is simple. It's fear. Fear of failure, fear of success.
Perfection equals paralysis.
In my experience, things hardly ever go perfectly, even if you want them to. Stuff goes wrong. That's just life.
That's just life. That's just life. That's just life. That's just life. That's just life. That's just life. That's just life. That's just life. That's just life. That's just life.